What is it? Is a kettle? Is something like that?
No, a kettle is a covered iron, or if they make them out of other metals now, aluminum and so forth. But these black kettles were made of this iron, like they make the wash pots. And of course, it had a spout, you know, and a lid on it that you could open the lid.
It was more like a cooking thing than it was a great big thing for boiling
yeah,
stove.
Yeah, it was for water, though, to use on the stove. They were just about that size, you know.
Oh, I've seen those. I remember we had a, when I was just growing up, we had an old wood-burning stove in the kitchen, and the kettle, with the bottom of it was fixed so that you could lift the eye out of the stove and just put the kettle right down in there on the top of the fire.
And did you know that if you get that water to boiling real hard and lift that up and set it on your hand, it won't burn you? I didn't believe that till I tried it myself.
You tried it?
I tried it. But it has to be boiling just as hard as it can boil, and you do that right quick and set it on your hand, it won't burn you.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe because it's much soot on it.
Maybe
what?
Come back to that kettle. Well, a long time ago, we used to call them tea kettles. Didn't even know what tea was.
Oh, you
bring no tea.
Just called them tea kettles.
We called them tea kettles, yes, sir.
Well, I'll be. Now, that's something. Well, I don't know how in the world you'd work up enough courage to sit a boiling thing on your hand to find out whether it was going to burn or not.
Well, if I see somebody else do it, it don't burn them. Well, I'll try.
Oh, I see.
I didn't believe it, you know.
Well, that is awfully hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
No, we can do that. You don't let it sit that long, do you?
Oh, no, you don't.
Just set it there.
Just set it down and just so you know it's there and then take it right off.
It looks like it had burned.
It looks like it would burn, but it doesn't.
I know, I grabbed one end of a solder, the wrong end of a solder iron once, and I didn't hold it long, but it still burned me.
It wasn't hot enough.
Well, I guess all of the heat is going to the top, you know.
Maybe that's
when
maybe
you first take it off.
With that boiling,
it's just taking it up.
Well, what about the things that you might put in, the center of your table to put flowers in?
A vase or a vase, if it's a very nice one, it's a vase, and if it's just a plain vase like that, it's a vase.
What about that one? Looks pretty nice.
Well, that is a pretty good
one.
That's
what they call carnival glass. Uh-huh. I think that's the different colors.
Yeah,
the
there's
the
a blue too. That was given to us during at our 50th wedding anniversary celebration.
Wow,
and that wasn't yesterday either.
Well, that's a pretty thing. Is that your son over there, by the way?
No, that's my grandson.
Is he in the Army?
He's in, yeah.
He's not stationed around here.
He was in Birmingham, and he is stationed in Birmingham.
Oh.
He's out. He's had his basic now. He's just out, and he's, what is he? In the reserve.
Oh, I see.
But he's gone in to St. Louis, Missouri for 10 weeks with the mission group from the church in Birmingham.
Oh, now that is nice. What church?
It's a Baptist church. He's really interested in his church work, and he's not very interested in girls. He does date, but he's going to college, and he's...
Where is he going? At the University of Alabama there in Birmingham?
Well, he went to Jacksonville, but after they went to Birmingham, he's going to the university.
That's nice.
But he's going to Auburn this fall. He'll be gone 10 weeks, and when he comes back, he'll start to Auburn.
He's going way down there in South Alabama. What's he taking there?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, it's nice that the Baptist Church has a lot of the missions out all over. Mm-hmm. I know my secretary up at the college went for about 10 weeks out to California last summer with one of the missions.